It was 4 o'clock in the morning then, and if we'd have raised the blinds, we'd have seen daylight.
Did he go? I asked innocently.
Sure he went. Mr. Wolfsheim's nose flashed at me indignantly. He turned around in the door and says, "Don't let that waiter take away my coffee." Then he went out on the sidewalk, and they shot him 3 times in his full belly and drove away.
4 of them were electrocuted, I said, remembering.
5 with Becker.
His nostrils turned to me in an interested way.
I understand you're looking for a business connection.
The juxtaposition of these two remarks was startling. Gatsby answered for me.
Oh, no, he exclaimed. This isn't the man.
No? Mr. Wolfsheim seemed disappointed. This is just a friend. I told you we'd talk about that some other time.
I beg your pardon, said Mr. Wolfsheim. I had a wrong man.
A succulent hash arrived, and Mr. Wolfsheim, forgetting the more sentimental atmosphere of the old metropole, began to eat with ferocious delicacy. His eyes, meanwhile, roved very slowly all around the room. He completed the arc by turning to inspect the people directly behind. I think that, except for my presence, he would have taken one short glance beneath our own table. "Look here, old sport," said Gatsby, leaning toward me. "I'm afraid I made you a little angry this morning in the car." There was the smile again, but this time I held out against it. "I don't like mysteries," I answered, "and I don't understand why you won't come out frankly and tell me what you want. Why has it all got to come through Miss Baker?"
"Oh, it's nothing underhand," he assured me. "Miss Baker's a great sportswoman, you know, and she'd never do anything that wasn't all right."
Suddenly he looked at his watch, jumped up, and hurried from the room, leaving me with Mr. Wolfsheim at the table.
"He has to telephone," said Mr. Wolfsheim, following him with his eyes. "Fine fellow, isn't he? Handsome to look at, and a perfect gentleman."
"Yes."
"He's an Oxford man."
"Oh."
"He went to Oxford College in England. You know Oxford College?"
"I've heard of it."
"It's one of the most famous colleges in the world."
"Have you known Gatsby for a long time?" I inquired.
"Several years," he answered in a gratified way. "I made the pleasure of his acquaintance just after the war, but I knew I had discovered a man of fine breeding after I talked with him an hour. I said to myself, 'There's the kind of man you'd like to take home and introduce to your mother and sister.'" He paused. "I see you're looking at my cuff buttons."
I hadn't been looking at them, but I did now. They were composed of oddly familiar pieces of ivory.
"Finest specimens of human molars," he informed me.
"Well," I inspected them, "that's a very interesting idea."
"Yeah,"
he flipped his sleeves up under his coat.
"Yeah, Gatsby's very careful about women. He would never so much as look at a friend's wife."